Some 2,500 scientists, economists, and political scientists are meeting this week in Copenhagen, Denmark, to tackle the issue of climate change. The conclusions of the conference will be presented to politicians who will meet in December to discuss a new global agreement on greenhouse gas emissions to replace the Kyoto Protocol, which expires in 2012. The director of the Climate Change Institute at the Australian National University in Canberra is Professor Will Steffen. He told Irene Lagan how scientists are approaching the reality of climate change and what they recommend for a new global policy to replace the Kyoto Accords.
What can we do about it? Well, there are two things we can do about it. One of them is so-called mitigation. What that means is we can start changing our energy system so that we release much less carbon dioxide, and that means we slow down and eventually stop the rate of human-driven climate change. The other thing is we have to adapt to climate change because it's with us now, and it will be for some time, and that means we have to start doing things differently. We may need to start building a little bit away from the coastline in vulnerable areas. We may need to change our farming practices to change different types of crops that we're growing and so on. And that's called adaptation. So both are important. We need to adapt and we need to start slowing and stopping climate change.
At this conference, the Kyoto Protocol was, I'm sure, discussed, and that's due to expire in 2012. What is likely to take the place of the Kyoto Protocol, and are there in the works kind of a better plan in place, so to speak?
What do we do beyond Kyoto? And I think there's general agreement that the Kyoto Protocol was a necessary first step, but it does have its drawbacks, and we need to go beyond that. What's been talked about? Well, there have been various economic instruments that have been talked about, things like a carbon tax, things like a so-called cap-and-trade system where you put a cap on emissions and then let industries trade, and so that you get those most able to reduce emissions actually do the reducing of emissions. And then there are other factors like subsidizing and supporting new energy systems like renewables and so on. Many of these ideas are being discussed. I think the Congress will probably recommend a spectrum of them, a wide range of them to be considered.